This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome, and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, President and CEO of Agrinovis Indiana. This is the podcast where we explore all things ag bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Today's guest is a longtime leader in plant sciences organizations, having served in commercial leadership roles with Syngenta, DuPont Pioneer, now Corteva, and Greenlight Biosciences. His newest chapter is leading a biologicals company that recently located its headquarters in Indianapolis. He's a great guy who's become a friend. Welcome DPH Biologicals President and CEO, Mick Messman. Mick, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Well, Mitch, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It is good to see you in 3D in person. Mick, it is so good to welcome you back to Indiana. I know early in your career with Syngenta, you came to Indiana. And now, more than two decades later, you're back again and leading a really interesting young biologicals company. Tell us more about your journey and where you are leading DPH.
Great. Well, thanks, Mitch. And as you mentioned, I had an opportunity to live here in the Indianapolis area about 20 years ago when I was with Syngenta participating in their seed care group. So it was a great time. New technologies coming into the market, building those high-value markets. And we're happy to be back. My background, as you mentioned, 13 years with Syngenta, and in 2009, I transitioned over to DuPont Pioneer and led a couple of builds there with seed treatment business in the U.S. and then a global seed treatment business. And along that journey, realized I really enjoyed building things and creating and working with new technologies, and worked with a lot of biological companies as a partner, and decided that there's a big need out in the market for biologicals. There was a need for focus. And so a few years ago, transitioned out of Corteva, spent a couple of years with Greenlight Biosciences. Then about a year and a half ago, was asked to lead DPH Biologicals. So we're about a year and a half into our journey and making great progress.
It's so incredible what you and the team are building. And for those that don't know, biologicals really one of the top targets of venture capital, money flowing into the space across ag biosciences, but certainly here in biologicals. Share with us what, you know, for those that don't know, what are biologicals and where do you see the role of biologicals in production agriculture?
Well, biologicals come in a few different forms. They can be living organisms. They can be natural molecules. Probably the simplest way to think about it is there's biofertility products. There's biocontrol products for pest protection. There's also biostimulant products. And so, as you mentioned, there's a lot of venture capital flowing in. There's a lot of focus. And I think as this market evolves, it's going to take focused companies like DPH Biologicals that wake up every morning thinking about the technology space and really work to make it mainstream in agriculture.
We're really seeing converging forces when we look at what's the wind in the sail for biologicals. We see fertilizer prices rising exceedingly high on the production agriculture side. Then we see this real move to sustainability. Talk with us about how those two converging forces, inflation, cost of inputs for producers, and this drive for sustainability, how's that driving your business?
Well, I think there's also a third point there too that ties back to the investment, and that's the performance of the technology. Mm. So this year, of course, with the fertilizer price, not only the prices, but availability,
right,
led a lot of farmers to consider alternatives. And one of those alternatives are biofertilizers like the DPH Biologicals SP1. So they were considering that based on performance, but also availability. We produce that product up in North Central Illinois. It's a U.S.-based supply chain, so we didn't have the challenges that come with some of the other products. So farmers are more open to alternatives. Of course, this notion of sustainability, it's been here for a while.
Right.
Definitely in the fresh markets where consumers had a major input impact over the technology choices that the growers made. And it's becoming more and more of an issue as we get into large scale Midwestern row crop farming. So those two forces coming together, along with products that perform, have really helped to elevate the class and bring new technologies into the market and expand where they've been used. So at DPH Biologicals, we're working to expand SP1 beyond the organic growing segment, which it's been performing very well in for many years, into that conventional growing area westward across the Corn Belt.
It's interesting as we look, you know, biologicals having their time in the spotlight as we talk about just incredible increases and challenges on availability with fertilizer. But there's more to the story in terms of performance and overall net benefit to the farm, net benefit to the producer, and that's in soil health. Talk a little bit more about how biologicals are really focused on that one durable asset on the farm, the soil.
Well, it's an important point, and it's one that's it's often misunderstood. And so biologicals, in some sense, can help restore that soil to more of its natural state. The DPH biological product SP1 is one that delivers multiple benefits. So one, it improves soil tilth. So we think about things like compaction, water filtration through the soil. It improves nutrient uptake. It improves the old water utilization as well, and then ultimately the productivity and the yield. So there are, you know, the traditional ways of measuring technologies of stand, vigor, and yield, where many of these products can play a part, but it's rapidly expanding to soil health. Another example of that would be a technology called Residues Complete. Hmm. It breaks down crop residue. And so it enables then better nutrient availability. It enables better plantability for the farmer, more uniformity, oftentimes can lead to a reduction in one tillage pass. So there's benefits there to having a healthier soil that go well beyond just the plant stand, vigor, and yield.
An incredible durable asset for the farm. We're talking with Mick Messman, he's CEO of DPH Biologicals. Now, Mick, we've talked a lot about production agriculture and what Alex Cochran, your CTO, mm-hmm. and I have talked quite a bit about, and I love this story. This is not just a production agriculture story at DPH Biologicals. You've done quite a bit of work in turf as well. Talk with us more about the work you're doing in turf.
Absolutely. So the DPH Biologicals legacy, one of the companies was focused heavily in the turf and ornamental segment. And so there are a couple of really cool technologies that have come out of that acquisition. One's a biocontrol product called Companion. What we've seen is as we put the two portfolios together at DPH Biologicals, the biocontrol and the biofertilizer, there's an excellent opportunity to improve turf management through a program that we call bioaeration. And it's using products like SP1, products like Residues, that improve the overall health of the soil, break down the thatch in that turf, and allow for the aeration in a similar way that mechanical aerators have produced that benefit in the past. So you think about the challenges with labor,
right?
The challenges with machines and the gasoline engines and those kinds of things. This is a new offering that has a lot of promise, and we're really excited to take it into the market. And in fact, have partnered with Grand Park up in Westfield to do some trials. And so as Alex has monitored those trials throughout the summer, we saw differences well into the summer of the bioaeration compared to the mechanical aeration program.
So neat. Such a neat innovation. And it's also a really interesting way for you to be close to the consumer. In production agriculture, typically removed from the consumer. As you get in the turf and ornamental business, you're closer to the consumer. As we look at that consumer market, really driving a lot of focus on ESG, environmental social governance, a lot of focus on sustainability maybe at large. What do you see, whether it's from big CPG brands, whether it's from the consumer themselves, how is that really shaping, how is their insight shaping the biologicals market?
Well, the consumer is the boss, right? So the consumer is driving this change and has been for many years. And again, we saw it first on the coastal markets, where the fresh produce is grown. So that trend is not going away, and they're continuing to demand cleaner food, cleaner water. As large companies make the sustainability pledges,
right.
There's an opportunity there to help bridge the gap between the pledge at the corporate level and then what that producer is having to do in the real world. And examples like farmers growing potatoes, farmers growing produce, et cetera. And so at DPH Biologicals, we're well equipped to work with the farmer to help them solve real problems with biologicals that work. We're also very excited to partner with the large corporations to help them meet their objectives. I think that a lot of the claims are well intended, but they come without a plan on how they're going to get accomplished. So at DPH Biologicals, one key message we'd like to leave is we are here to partner with those companies that are making those pledges. And we think we can plug in to a lot of different parts of production agriculture that can roll up into the company meeting their commitments.
Like the great companies you've been a part of, Mick. I mean, it always starts with what problem are you trying to solve, right? And understanding what that problem is and you bring a solution, I think is really, really critical. Maybe time for two more questions. I want to get into the regulatory piece. Mm-hmm. As we think about biologicals, you know, I think it best described as a patchwork. When we look at the regulatory environment, certainly here on this continent and around the world, when we focus on crop protection products, are you seeing the regulatory environment, the global regulatory environment, providing any tailwinds or maybe headwinds for biologicals overall?
Well, I think it's an interesting question. On one hand, it has enabled a lot of innovation in biologicals because the regulatory environment in general has been less burdensome than bringing a chemical into the market.
Okay.
So companies can bring products into the market a lot faster and position them in different ways. So the result of that is there's a lot of products in the market and there's a lot of confusion and there's a lack of trust at the farmer level. And companies like DPH Biologicals, we're investing in the technical development and science, as you described with Alex Cochran and his team, to be able to more crisply position the technology class for the farmer in a way that it's well understood and it's trusted. So on one hand, it's led to a proliferation of products in the market. On the other hand, it's starting to change. And so there are starting to become more regulatory standards that I think will help bring some more rigor to the development process and the technologies that come forward and perhaps result in more understanding of the claims and trust in the technology class.
And a good sign of market maturation, right?
Absolutely.
We start to see differentiation and separation in the market. Winners rise to the top. Mick, last question for you. What's next? What's next for the biologicals industry? What's next for DPH?
Well, the biologicals industry is at a great place. It reminds me a lot of the last time I was in Indiana 20 years ago, launching products like Cruiser in the seed treatment space and bringing a whole new segment into mainstream, if you will. Biologicals are there in production agriculture. 2022 has been a great year for adoption. That will only increase. The technology continues to improve. The trust in the technology continues to improve. And at DPH Biologicals, we're really excited to be a part of that. And so, as I mentioned, we're growing our key products like SP1, like Residues Complete, like Companion across not only the Corn Belt in the Midwest, but also into the specialty markets in the West Coast and in the Southeast. So we're growing, we're looking for talent. So if anybody's out there listening, we've got a great company, a lot of smart people, and we're always looking for top talent. We're always looking for new technologies and we're excited to be part of the community and innovate and grow within the Indiana ag community.
Spoken like a incredible CEO, Mick. When people want to go apply for a job at DPH Biologicals, where do they go?
Well, they can go to dphbio.com.
dphbio.com. He is Mick Messman. He is president and CEO of DPH Biologicals. Mick, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. Get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library of archived episodes. And always, you can learn more online at agrinovisindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, I'm Mitch Frazier, saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovis Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Panel episodes by Gary Dick. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovisindiana.com.